The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition, with my man, Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, as well as the Dorf on Sports radio team. And oh my goodness, it happened on Saturday, Mike, where we no longer have any undefeated teams in college basketball. Villanova goes down, TCU goes down, and yes, ASU goes down to the U of A at McHale Center in Tucson. A lot of good bowl games are happening, and obviously week 17 in the NFL, my brother. What is at stake? Well, there's a lot at stake for certain teams. Good morning, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, everybody. I'm doing just great. It's been a busy week in college football. It's been a busy week around Arizona State and their basketball team. And, you know, it's always busy with the NFL. So, you know, it's a good time of year for, as we always say, Dorf.
Oh, no doubt, man. It is a great time of year to be talking sports. And also, Cyborg goes the distance and tops home in that fight in the UFC. Did you check that out at all?
No, I didn't get a chance. I was at the Fiesta Bowl last night, and just by the time I got home, it was done.
Well, so, you know what? The bottom line is a lot going on in the sports world. We'd like to hear from you. Thoughts and opinions, they're always encouraged. They're always welcomed at 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. We'll be right back, everybody. Just getting warmed up. It's Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. We'll be back.
Reflections of the way
Bulldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Bulldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to Bulldog.com. That's Bulldog.com.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right,
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hornibrook. Intercepted. Josh Jackson does it again. Pick six to start the game, just like they did a week ago against the Buckeyes.
Welcome back in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson. It's Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with my man Mike Wilson. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We know it's a big day in the NFL, Mike, but
we'd be remiss
if we didn't talk a little bit about some of the bowl games that we've been watching. I know you've had an opportunity to go to a few. I've been too sick myself to get out there and battle with the crowds, but you were at the Fiesta Bowl. Washington had a rough go at it against Penn State, but they never stopped fighting, and I think that that's the takeaway that I have from that game. You know, Penn State was pretty much controlling it from the start, and Washington, you got to give them credit because they just kept battling until that final buzzer.
No, that is true. I mean, I thought, you know, there's a time there for a while where I thought Penn State was going to just run away and hide. I mean, because they got up 28-7. Washington couldn't do a darn thing last night offensively. I mean, Jake Browning was the quarterback for Washington, was just running for his life. It just seemed all the time. He couldn't complete passes. He was getting some happy feet last night. When a quarterback gets happy feet, he gets that internal clock going a little quicker than it should. And so, you know, he's overthrowing guys. He's underthrowing guys. You know, and like I said, he wasn't getting any protection from his line. And the one thing you can always almost about guarantee with Penn State is that they're going to be pretty stout on their defensive line and their offensive line. I mean, they got big, tough, strong dudes that can just control the line, and they were doing that for a good portion of that game. But like you said, you know, Washington came around. They got some breaks. They had to kind of break out some trickeration with their play calling a little bit to kind of get some momentum going. And, you know, they made it a ball game. And, you know, they tried the hook and ladder for the last out of bounds with 5 or 6 seconds to go. They have one more shot, but he decided to the middle. And, you know, if you were watching the game, you saw Penn State pick it off, and that was it. That was the ball game.
Yeah, and then Trace McSorley has a really solid day, 342 yards, a couple touchdowns. Saquon Barkley does what he does, the 18 carries, 137 yards, and a couple touchdowns for him as well. And this kid, Deshaun Hamilton, man, oh, man, had a huge impact on that game as well. So Penn State came out guns a-blazing, and, you know, I found it interesting at certain times in the game when I was watching, you heard the announcers saying, well, if it were me, I'd run it right now. I'd keep running the ball. I'd keep running the ball. And there's Penn State throwing the ball for first downs to keep the clock going. So, you know, maybe that lack of predictability is what really helped them out. When people thought they'd be running the ball, they were passing the ball. When people thought they'd be passing the ball, they were running the ball. And ultimately, they got it done. And what can we say about the Big Ten in general? You know, Wisconsin goes on to take care of Miami at the Orange Bowl in Miami. And then we know the rest of the teams, Ohio State taking care of USC, Michigan State over Wazoo. Just total domination from the Big Ten over the Pac-12, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, everybody dominated the Pac-12 this bowl season. I mean, you know, here's the thing that's starting to get to me with the Pac-12, and I make no bones about it. I'm a Pac-12 guy. I went to a Pac-12 school. It's the conference I grew up in. But right now, I mean, with this bowl season, we've just shown we're too finesse. You know, we don't have the closest thing that we have to like a ground and pound and just going to knock you over kind of team is Stanford, really. You know, as big as Washington is, I mean, you saw Washington close up. You saw them at Arizona State, and they're a big team. They got big guys on that team, but they're still a finesse team. And Penn State just kind of smacked them around in the mouth, you know, a bunch of times last night. And you know, this finesse, you know, we're gonna just run by everybody. It doesn't work when you go up against these SEC teams or these Big Ten teams. It may not even work probably against the ACC, type of team. So you know, the Pac-12 has to, and their coaches have to figure out, okay, when we get to a bowl and 9 out of the 12 teams went to a bowl and we only get one win, I don't know if you look in the mirror, so you know, to try and maybe figure something out. It's a finesse conference, and too many of the other Power Five conferences are not finesse. They line up, they're going to push you around, they're going to smack you around, and they don't care if you're quicker, because if you're laying on your back or you're not running by anybody, you're not going to score. And Penn, I just saw that last night with Penn State. It was so evident for most of that game.
Yeah. So. And Arizona State, the team that's near and dear to us, obviously goes down to NC State. Manny winds up having a pretty solid day. N'Keal Harry has a pretty solid day, but yeah, ultimately Ryan Finley and the NC State Wolfpack just came to, I believe it was Texas El Paso for that Sun Bowl. And they just, yeah, went out there and they dominated ASU from the get. So a little bittersweet for a guy like Ryan Finley, isn't that? Because obviously, yeah, he played his high school days at PV High School here in Phoenix, Arizona. So a little bittersweet for him, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think it would be a little bittersweet. But in the end, he got the W, and that's why you play the game, right? It was disappointing to see Arizona State send Todd Graham out on such a disastrous kind of note. But, you know, someone has to win, someone has to lose. And on that day, it was Arizona State. So and let me add one thing, more thing about the Fiesta Bowl, man. I'll tell you what, when you watch Saquon Barkley on TV, it's one thing, but when you see the guy up close and live, it is totally different. This kid's a top five pick. This kid, I mean, he said he's not going to make his decision as far as the pros go, you know, for a little bit. You know, he said he's going to enjoy the win with his teammates and his coaches and his family. And then he goes, whether it's 3 days from now, a week from now, or up until the last day, he's going to make his decision. But man, I'll tell you what, that kid can play. That if I need a running back and he's on the board, man, you got to take that kid. I mean, he's that spectacular.
Oh no, I agree with you, and I think Penn State will be just fine if he does go out, because they've got a pretty solid recruiting class and they've got a lot of weapons coming back for them as well. So I wouldn't think that Penn State's hurting at all moving forward if he does decide to come out. So the final games that we have, and obviously everything starts on Monday, is Michigan playing South Carolina, UFC playing Auburn, Notre Dame and LSU, and then obviously the big ones are Georgia, Oklahoma, and Alabama and Clemson. Look, man, we've had a lot of bowl games. Are you having any bowl fatigue?
Man, that's a good question. I mean, there are so many bowls that you do get a little fatigue. And I've always been of the mindset that, and I think you're the same way, Dorf. There's too many bowl games. I mean, we got too many 6-6, 7-5 average mediocre teams getting to a bowl game, and I understand, I mean, you get to a bowl game, you get those extra practices in, you know, that kind of stuff. But man, oh man, it does get a little fatiguing. But once we roll around New Year's Day, I get fired up, because I mean, now we're talking about a playoff, and we got, like I said, I mean, a few weeks ago, that the playoff teams that are in there, I think it's the best four teams around. Ohio State can make their argument, but you know, they didn't make it and they had some issues, you know, with the committee. And, you know, I think the committee did as good a job as they've done since the playoff has been here. So,
well, and you know, with that being said, you know, I think that if the committee had it to do over now, they may put an Ohio State in there based on the performance from the Big Ten thus far, obviously in
sure.
bowl games, because they've come out and they've really shined. I mean, they have just taking care of business at every level, you know, whether it's the Northwesterns of the world finding a way to get it done against Kentucky, you know, and the Wisconsins of the world going to Miami, taking care of the U at the Orange Bowl. I mean, that's impressive stuff. And the way that Ohio State was able to just slow down USC, I mean, just not letting them put any points on the board.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah.
I think you got to be impressed all around with the Big Ten. And ultimately, at least at this point, to me, that's the conference that has shined very well throughout the whole bowl season.
No, I would say so as well. And, you know, if I'm USC and I have, you know, a bowl game that's going to be, you know, in Dallas, I may decline it, because the last two times they've been, you know, playing at Jerry's World there, Cowboys Stadium, they've just got run out of the building and they've just looked so, so bad. But you got to give it up to the Big Ten. You just have to, you know, and when you take a look at all the bowl records between the conferences and stuff, I mean, it's pretty crazy. I mean, combined right now, I think the SEC and the Pac-12 are like 2-11.
Yeah, no,
like
I got you.
It's insane, yeah.
All righty, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back, and we're going to continue talking about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
It through his legs, scooped up by Irving. Irving ahead, extra feed. Oh, a special delivery! Brown to Tatum on a rack attack.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. Get at us in many ways. You can get at us on Twitter, at least, and that is Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. You can always check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk a little NBA hoops. I don't know if you happen to see what Steph Curry did, but another 30-point night for that guy in less than 30 minutes, and I believe he stands all alone in that category ahead of guys like Kobe, Scotty, and Michael, and some of the best players in the world. So very efficient that guy is, Mike, very efficient, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, he's just one of those guys that when you watch him, Dorf, it's you expect every shot to go in because he's just so smooth with his shot. And once he gets rolling, I mean, he just needs one or two shots to drop. And then the basket becomes like, you know, you're throwing rocks in the ocean kind of deal with Curry. And I did. You know, I don't like to, you know, to nitpick the Warriors, you know, too much. I mean, well, okay, I take that back. Yes, I do. But I mean, there is that highlight of him, of Curry crossing up Gasol, the center, last night, and everybody's making a big deal out of it. I'm like, so what? Like, a guard should do that to a 7-footer every single time. And with the handle that Curry has, I mean, that stuff's just bound to happen if you get a mismatch like that. But you know, hey, they're the Warriors and they're the champs. And right now they got, you know, a 2.5 game lead on the Rockets, who right now they're struggling a little bit. I mean, they blew that big lead at Boston the other night. And, you know, they went to Washington the next night. I think they might have dropped that one. So it's, you know, they're 5-5 in their last 10. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I mean, I really like Houston. I really do. I mean, I picked them, you know, to be better than the Thunder right now. And they are. But I mean, you know, if you're going to be that good, you got to show it, you know, throughout the season. And right now they're just not showing it. I mean, they've lost 5 in a row.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at what's happened to the Rockets, they've obviously played some teams that are playing pretty well at this point.
Yeah.
But I've also noticed, you know, as great as James Harden is, you can still get underneath his skin. And that's exactly what Marcus Smart did the other night in Boston. Yep. Look, Houston was just controlling that basketball game. And then all of a sudden, before you know it, Boston's right there and they're knocking on the door. And then all of a sudden, they're winning that game. And it's all because Marcus Smart gets underneath James Harden's skin. He gets up to him. He gets very close to him, guarding him very tightly on inbounds plays. And James Harden starts pushing off, and he gets some fouls called on him down the stretch of that game that normally, let's be honest, man, I think a lot of times those calls do go his way. So unfortunately, you know, that night, I agree with what was going on. The officials saw it correctly, but a lot of times, I guarantee you that same play, Mike, goes the other way, and James Harden gets a call or two, and that makes it a lot different where Marcus Smart is not able to get right up in his grill and cause that kind of a problem for him. So it was interesting just watching that, in my sense of seeing one of the greatest players in the league right now being mentally worn out by Marcus Smart. Got to give the guy credit.
Yeah, you got to give Marcus Smart all the credit in the world on that to kind of get in his head. And we've seen this, Dorf, in the playoffs with Harden a little bit, where he just doesn't show up, or kind of looks like he just kind of checks out mentally a little bit with his game. But yeah, I mean, the other night, what helped Boston a little bit? I mean, they couldn't hit the ocean if they're in a boat sure. to start that first half. I mean, in the second half, they got shots going. They got inside a little bit. They got on the break. Tatum got, you know, easy buckets. But, I mean, to come back from 26 down, my Celtics had no business winning that game. But, I mean, you got to play a complete 48. Houston didn't play a complete 48. Smart. You know, Smart's a good defensive player. I mean, let's not kid about that. I mean, Smart can play some defense. And I agree with you, Dorf, that, you know, 9 times out of 10, Harden's getting those plays. I mean, all those great players in the league. I mean, we know it's a stars league, get those calls. But a lot of times, like I think you kind of were hinting at it, the Harden and probably LeBron, and, you know, all the other stars in the league, they initiate the contact on that and get the shove, get the push, but they also get the call. So it was nice to see, you know, the referees, you know, notice, hey, who's initiating? Harden initiated, you know. Did Smart sell it a little bit? Sure, you know, but they all sell it. And Harden's one of those guys that just sells it. And every time he goes to the basket, it seems like he's getting snipered at some point. But,
speaking of selling it, there's been a pretty interesting amount of very bad calls that have happened lately in the NBA. And, you know, we talk about it in the NFL, what's a catch, what's not a catch. In the NBA, it's going to be a little different story. It's going to be like, was that guy out of bounds on a play? And, you know, were his feet touching the inbound? Like Giannis Antetokounmpo the other night, the NBA blew that one. The committee is talking about mulling potential situations on late game out of bounds replays because the way it works, I don't know if you're even familiar with this, Mike, but the way it works is if there's no whistle blown, then they're not going to look at that play.
Yeah, I know that.
And that's unfortunate for obviously the Oklahoma City Thunder, because that game should have gone to overtime most likely. And the play we're talking about is Giannis Antetokounmpo stepping on the out of bounds line, but then dunking the basketball and giving the Milwaukee Bucks the victory. You know, I'll talk a little bit about what happened here in Phoenix, and it was an unbelievable play where Bender is throwing the ball inbounds to Tyson Chandler, who is right at the rim. And in all honesty, that ball may have very well gone in the basket without Tyson Chandler's assistance. However, as you know, and I know, and everybody else knows, you're throwing the ball from out of bounds. You can't just throw it in the basket. With that being said, all Tyson Chandler had to do is touch that ball in some way, shape, or form. It happened to be a spectacular alley-oop play, but there's some interesting rules in the NBA that people are taking advantage of to a certain degree.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely agree with that. And you know, it is something they have to look at. And I'm one of those, I don't know about you, Dorf, but I'm one of those guys that if you got the technology to get the call right, you know, with whatever the rule is, then use that technology. I'm not, you know, people, well, it's going to slow down the game. It's going to slow down momentum. Yeah. But if you get the call right, you know, that's the important thing to me, is to get the call right. So, you know, they got to take a look at it, and that they also got to take a look at these referees. I mean, they're blowing some calls. They're making some, you know, they're tossing guys. I mean, did you see how Draymond got ejected last night?
Very quickly, a short whistle too, right?
Yeah, real short whistle. And, you know, I'm not a Warriors fan by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, when you take a look at what Draymond did, it's like a technical for that. Like, what, you can't talk to these referees anymore. And I know it's about how you talk to them, but Draymond wasn't being demonstrative. He wasn't like totally up in their grill, yelling, pointing fingers, anything like that. He was just like, what? You know, it seemed like he was trying to get an explanation of what was going on. So I think they got to take a look at these referees as well.
You know, and just looking at it in general, obviously Boston leading the Eastern Conference right now. Toronto is under the radar, man. I'm sorry, but we haven't spent any time talking about Toronto, and they're sitting in that number 2 spot, Cleveland at the number 3 spot. Pistons in the 4, Milwaukee in the 5, Washington 6, Indiana in the 7th spot, who, by the way, have been playing really well without their superstar, Paul George, but things are starting to come around a little bit, and they're starting to show their true colors. Miami in the 8th spot, the Knicks on the outside looking in right now, Golden State, Houston, San Antonio starting to lose some games here lately.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yep.
The T-Wolves are starting – they're continuing to play pretty well, and I'm surprised with how well they've played throughout the early part of the season. Oklahoma City starting to figure things out a little bit, Mike.
Yep.
Denver playing okay, Portland okay, and New Orleans okay, and then the rest is history. The Clippers leading out the pack that's outside of the playoffs right now. But in general, I think that we've got obviously a very long NBA season ahead of us, but – when push comes to shove, I'm still thinking it's Golden State, and I'm thinking it's Cleveland at the end of the day, but we'll see if I'm wrong. But at the end of the day, that's what I'm thinking. And I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. I want to thank those people that are listening to us on the American Forces Network. Obviously, we love what you guys do for us, making it possible for us to be here each and every Sunday. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
In the gun on third down. High shotgun snap. Wilson drops to throw. Wants to float it for the end zone. It is Lockett who makes the catch and tiptoes along the left side of the end zone for the touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. I am Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Get at us. Hit us up on Twitter. Pigskin Opinion for Mike, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online for me. You can always check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so you heard the clip about some NFL football going on, and I'll tell you what, Mike, this is about the time of the season where we started hear the rumblings of who's in and who's out. And Packer fan, I'm just going to let you know right away that Dom Capers is not expected back in Green Bay. I would think it's about time that they do part ways. The wide receiver coach, Luke Getsy, is gone. He's going to Mississippi State, and he's going to be the offensive coordinator for them. So those dominoes are starting to fall. The Raiders preparing to go after a guy like John Gruden. I think that's an interesting move. Fox most likely going to be out. John Fox most likely going to be out for the Chicago Bears. It's that time of season, Mike. It's when people start getting fired, man. Those pink slips are on everybody's desk right now, bro.
Yeah, they're everywhere. I mean, there's even reports that, you know, I'm seeing this morning, Arians is likely coaching his final game for the Cardinals. You know, Pagano and the Colts looks like they're going to go their separate ways. And, you know, it's just, you know, when you think of NFL and the end of the season, you know, you think majority of the time you think playoffs, but, you know, you also got to think who's getting fired and who's likely to come in. I think the Gruden thing to the Raiders, you know, I heard last night was going to be part of the sweetening of the deal was a stake in ownership, for him. So, you know, I could see Gruden taking that because that would be a whole heck of a lot of money. And especially going with the team going to Vegas in a couple of years, that's going to be, you know, that could entice Gruden to come out of the booth. I mean, Dorf, if you're Gruden, what do? You come out of the booth or do you go coach?
Well, I'll tell you what, man, it's like so difficult when you think about that because he is a coach in a sense. He's getting to call everything and have no ramifications when you think about what he does on a week in and week out basis. But with that being said, you know as well as I do, it's tough to take the coach out of a coach, you know, and yeah. He's been sitting there on the sidelines and he's been watching for a long, long time now. And he's probably saying to himself, look, I can do a better job than what these people are doing. It doesn't always work out that way. I mean, I know he has a nice quarterback in Derek Carr if he goes to the Raiders. I know he has some decent wide receivers, doesn't have a running game. That defense was pretty abysmal. Injuries were just killer throughout the NFL in general this season when you think about it. But I always find it interesting when we talk about this coaching carousel and how it all goes down because all that you're going to wind up doing for the most part is recycling a bad coach somewhere else. So in this sense of bringing John Gruden out of the booth, I like it because – look, he's had a few years to sit back, kind of take everything in from a completely different perspective, right? So what's to say that he can't go get a job done somewhere? But again, needs to have all the pieces to the puzzle to make it happen. And I don't think Oakland has all the pieces to the puzzle to make it happen. I guess the question is what is the best job out there right now in the NFL if it's not – you know, sitting on the sidelines and calling games from the booth, and a guy like John Gruden wants to get back into the game. In your humble opinion, what's the best job out there right now for somebody to go after?
Boy, that's a good question. I mean, you take a look at the Raiders, like you said, and they have the quarterback, but I mean, he was injured, you know, some of this season, and you know, then you take a look at, you know, Indianapolis. I mean, Indianapolis, you don't know what's going to happen with Andrew Luck, but if he comes back, that makes that job more attractive. The Cardinals, if Arians, you know, gets his walking papers or he just resigns and takes care of his health, Arizona's, you know, they're not too bad. I mean, they need a quarterback, but they got plenty of talent on the team. So I really do think boy, it's just what your personal feeling is towards each one of these franchises. If you're Gruden or anybody else that feels like they can coach an NFL team, I really couldn't tell you which one that I think would be the best one. I would, if a gun was put to my head, I'd may say the Raiders, just because they have that quarterback, and he'll be all rehabbed. He'll be all ready to go in 2018. But, you know, it's really kind of a crapshoot, in my humble opinion.
You know, if you look at the Dallas Cowboys, for instance, you know, you have a very good running back there with Ezekiel Elliott. Yeah. You have a pretty good quarterback with Dak Prescott, who, I'm sorry, but the truth is he did take a little bit of a step back this year, and you can put it on a couple of different things. You can put it on the lack of having Ezekiel Elliott throughout the season because of the off-field stuff. You can put a little bit on the offensive line because the offensive line wasn't quite what it was a season ago. I think you can put a lot of it on Dez Bryant, to be honest with you, man. He wasn't anything out there for them week in and week out for playing wide receiver for them. You know, guys like Witten are getting older. You can't expect him to just keep going year in and year out. The guy has been pretty fantastic. But I look at that as a job. And again, Jason Garrett isn't necessarily out because Jerry Jones really likes this guy. We all know that. We totally know that. But the truth is I look at the Dallas Cowboys as a very eye-opening job for somebody to go in there and wreak havoc on the NFL. You have, if not the best running back, one of the best running backs. And like I said, Dak Prescott has shown he can win his first year out of the gate. The guy was very impressive. This year, taking a little bit of a back seat, and I'm not necessarily blaming the lack of progression on him this season because of all the makeshift things that they had to do there in
injuries,
Dallas.
Yeah, yep.
So I look at Dallas as a very interesting, intriguing job. But again, Jason Garrett is still the guy there because Jerry Jones has made no implications of wanting to get rid of him at this point, which we know Jerry, he's impatient as hell. How is he being so patient with Jason Garrett? I don't get it, Mike.
Yeah, I don't get it either. You know, you talk about loyalty to a fault, and
definitely,
and Jerry,
loyal.
Yeah, and Jerry Jones is loyal for some, and I've heard other people talk, you know, he's for some reason he's so loyal to these 90s guys, and when they put that out there, I'm like, well, of course that he's loyal to those guys. Those are the guys that won them Super Bowls and conference championships. So he's going to be loyal to those guys. But I mean, really, Garrett, I look at Garrett just as a yes man to Jones. I mean, I don't really see him as trying to call his own shots necessarily there in Dallas. But if that job was to come open, heck yeah. I mean, if I was a coach, I'd, you know, have all those kind of weapons, have that offensive line. But like you said, like, let me ask you this, Dor. I mean, what do you think the problem's been with Dez? I mean, is he a bad route runner? Is he just too temperamental? I mean, you know, is he too big of a diva, you know, wide receiver for them? Just what has gone wrong with Dez?
That's a good question. I think there's a combination of things when you think about it. You know, we all know he's a big, strong, physical wide receiver, and we're talking about Dez Bryant right now. Look. But at the same time, you've got to get open. You've got to – your quarterback has to have the time to get you the ball. And then when you get the ball, if you're Dez Bryant, you've got to make plays. You can't put the ball on the ground. You can't sit there and complain about not getting the ball. And then when you do get the ball, you put it on the ground. So I think that, you know, a little bit of a lack of concentration to a certain degree on his part. I think a little bit of a lack of direction with the offense, maybe a little bit, because they didn't have Ezekiel Elliott in there for most of the year. And, you know, when you're not having him in there, then that obviously is going to change what you do offensively. So I think more was put on the shoulders of guys like Dak and Dez and everybody else. And I'm sorry, but that Beasley guy, you know, he was pretty special last year too. It just, for some reason, man, it just didn't click for the Dallas Cowboys this season. That's really all I can think about it, is that it just didn't click for them the same way that it clicked year one with Dak Prescott.
Well, yeah, no. And I tend to agree with you. I mean, it's injuries. I mean, and when you have to have a makeshift offensive line, you know, for a lot of the season, that doesn't do a second year quarterback a whole heck of a lot of good when he's trying to take the next step. And he came out, you know, like you said, you know, Prescott came out of the gates like gangbusters. But I mean, I think you and I could come out of the gates gangbusters with that O-line and just turning around and handing it to Zeke. But I think the problems with the offensive line held, you know, certainly held Dak back, in 2017. But, you know, there's numerous things that you could put your finger on that make this season just kind of a lost season for the Cowboys.
Yeah, in a major way. And, you know, just let's shift gears a little bit here, because we've only got a few minutes left in the hour. And speaking of just a wild, wacky weekend, college basketball gave us that. You know, Villanova goes down to Butler. TCU goes down to Oklahoma, who, by the way, Trey Young, that special kid for Oklahoma, 39 points, 14 assists. The guy has range from outside of the building. He's the closest thing to Steph Curry that we have right now in college basketball. Marvin Bagley getting the job done, 32 points as they're able to outlast Florida State. I'm talking about Duke. Arizona beats ASU, and I watched the game. The takeaway I have is that Ayton kid is just fantastic, man. Just such a beast down low, can shoot free throws, has hops out of the building. Ultimately, Mike, I know you didn't catch the game, but it was a good basketball game. It really was. I think ASU plays a little too quickly. I think Bobby Hurley is going to wear these guys out. He's got to figure out a better rotation.
Thank you.
He's only playing eight guys, so yep. I feel like he's going to run them into the ground if he keeps going the way he's going with this. And that might be bad, because they might wind up being this really special team, you know, from the regular season. But we all know that the big prize is March Madness, and I want ASU to be poised and ready for a really good run come March Madness. He's going to have to figure out how to get more depth, play more guys, give Trey Holder, Justice, Remy Martin, give these guys some time to just be able to take the game in a little bit and not have to play so many minutes.
No, absolutely. And I know I've talked about this when I've been on the local show here in Phoenix as well, about, you know, Hurley having a short bench and playing their guys, you know, playing his guys just extended minutes when he doesn't have to. And I keep harping on it. And I don't think too many people are listening besides you, Dorf, but, you know, come conference tournament time, your guys can be just gassed and just not have the legs, to go anymore. And in the last couple of years since Hurley's been here, this has been the problem to me, that he's had. You know, he's had guys that are just tired by March because of the short bench. And there are times when you get up by 20, 25 on a team, that get Justice out of there, get Trey out of there, get Remy out of there, play these younger guys who they'll get some quality minutes. They'll get some game time experience. So if needed, they can do something for you later in the season and give those guys a rest that they so desperately need.
Yeah, no, I agree. We've obviously got to take a quick pause for the cause, but we'll be back. We're going to wrap up this hour. Hour number two is on the horizon. That means SB Nation Radio will get in the mix, and we love talking to those people. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition, with my man Mike Wilson. Get at us on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion for him. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. You can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And then, obviously, hour number two, it's all NFL all the time. We're going to be talking Week 17. Man, oh, man, Mike, Week 17. I feel like it's been forever, but amazing how quickly the season goes when you really think about it, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and I was just thinking last night at the Fiesta Bowl, like, this is my last college football game for the year. You know, and it just seemed like ASU and all the conferences were playing, you know, starting their seasons off, and it seems just like that with the NFL as well.
Yeah, and speaking of that, then the draft will be here before we know it, and yep. You know, all that stuff will take place, and we'll be talking about that pretty soon too. So just so much to talk about in the sports world. We're lucky that we get to do it each and every week right here from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Mountain Time, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Time, obviously 11 to 1 Eastern Time, and obviously we like talking to those people from SB Nation Radio, which we do for a whole hour here coming up for your listening pleasure. Believe me, man, there's so much to dive into. Week 17 of the NFL. Again, this is truly a marathon, not a sprint, man. When you think about the NFL and all the injuries, everything that took place, just an amazing year when you think about some of the stars that are not on the field. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Hour number two is on the horizon. That means hour number one is in the books. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We've made historic strides in the fight against the murderous terror group known as ISIS.
President Trump mentioning that is among his accomplishments of 2017 during his first year as president, mentioning it in his weekly address, the last of 2017.
Today, the coalition to defeat ISIS has recaptured nearly 100% of the territory once held by these vile terrorists in Iraq and Syria.
The president also touting the positive impact his presidency's had on the U.S. economy. In Colorado, authorities say an undisclosed number of Douglas County Sheriff's deputies have been wounded at some sort of incident at a home in a Denver suburb. At least 8 ambulances were seen heading to the shooting scene, the incident taking place in the community of Highlands Ranch. That's about 18 miles south of Denver. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have Numana. In these uncertain times, become food independent with Numana's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, taste great, and last for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to numana.com.
Hey, it's Brandon. For years, I couldn't get to sleep, and then I found MyPillow, and my sleep trouble went away. MyPillow works, and if you care about getting a good night's sleep, you'll get one today. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-8175 and ask for the radio listener special. Use promo code USA, and you will now get 50% off of 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get this unbelievable offer. Don't lose another night of good sleep.
Here's the sound of the new year arriving in Melbourne, Australia. As always, that city welcomed the New Year's arrival with a great fireworks display. The tiny Pacific island of Samoa was the first country to welcome in 2018. New Zealand followed suit an hour later. It's expected to be about 10 degrees or maybe single digits in Times Square tonight when over a million people are expected to watch the ball drop. Other cities across America dropping other things at the stroke of midnight. A Maryland community will be dropping a boat. And in Wisconsin, Plymouth will be dropping a wedge of cheese. President Trump and his administration have been voicing support for protesters in Iran who've been in the streets now for 3 straight days protesting against the government. Iran is blaming foreign agents for the death of 2 of the protesters who were reportedly shot to death in western Iran on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
If you are sick and tired of seeing NFL players disrespecting the flag by kneeling during our sacred national anthem, then you need to show your American pride and appreciation for the Stars and Stripes. Let everyone know that you understand and appreciate what the flag and anthem represent to our country. You can do this by wearing a Stand for the Flag and Kneel for the Cross t-shirt from Patriot Depot. Go to patriotdepot.com/standandkneel to get yours today. Don't forget to use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
Activist Erica Garner, the eldest daughter of Eric Garner, who died from a police chokehold in New York in 2014, has died a few days after suffering a heart attack. In confirming the news of her death yesterday, her mother said, quote, "She was a fighter, she was a warrior, and she lost the battle." The 27-year-old Garner developed an enlarged heart after giving birth to her son 3 months ago, according to her family. There was no winner in the Powerball, so the lottery rolls over to a huge $440 million next time around. Millions of Americans were hoping to win last night's $384 million jackpot. It was the fourth time in 2017 that jackpot hit the $300 million mark, but nobody matched all 6 numbers, so the first Powerball drawing of 2018 will again be for at least $440 million. That'll make it the 9th biggest Powerball jackpot ever. There are some words you shouldn't use in your vocabulary if you don't want to age yourself next year, John Clemens explains.
That new list of words comes to us from Dictionary.com. They include some of the words you've grown up hearing, but now as we approach 2018, you certainly don't want to raise a younger person's eyebrows. Here's a portion of that list. Web surfing, Davenport, a Dear John letter, long distance calling, Rolodex, Photomat, VCR, or videotape. Dictionary.com even includes why you should drop these words from your vocabulary.
And with USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time once again for the NFL preview. Right here on Dorf on Sports. Now, Andy Dorf.
Welcome in, everybody. It's week 17 in the NFL, and we're here to talk to you about it right on the NFL preview show with Mike Wilson, myself, Andy Dorf. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcome. Get at us on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. And man, oh man, week 17. I never thought we'd get here, but we are, Mike, and so much to talk about. Still some things holding in the balance for certain teams like Atlanta and Seattle and a couple other teams in the mix on the other side. But all in all, man, a pretty unbelievable season when you think about all the injuries and everything that's happened throughout the season, Mike.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely tend to agree with that. It's always kind of a little bit bittersweet when we get to this part of the NFL season, only because we know the end is near kind of deal, but there's still a lot of good quality football left to play. And there's a lot of positioning that still needs to happen. And we've already kind of talked about the coaching aspect of this and who's getting hired, who's going to get fired and who's moving where and all that kind of stuff. So, as sad as it is that the season's getting closer to the end, there's still a lot of good stuff going on.
No, I agree. And we'll get into the coaching carousel that's going to be and some of the news that we're hearing about guys that may be in, may be out, and some interesting thoughts about who could be taking those jobs as well. So we're just getting warmed up, a lot to talk about in the NFL. As we all know, week 17, it's upon us. It's that time, man. I'm so excited to be talking about it with you, those people that are listening to us on SB Nation Radio. We love your thoughts and we love your opinions as well. So get at us. You know how to do it. It's Pigskin Opinion or Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. That's how you can hit us up on Twitter, and obviously check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We're going to come back and we're going to dive into week 17 of the NFL. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the Fairy Docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
PoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, PoolDog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to PoolDog.com. That's PoolDog.com.
Pro football is a game, not a war. It's for win or lose, not life or death. But say that in the summer, for winter brings the playoffs and a season is at stake.
Now from here, we got to go on the road, in the cold, in the snow, in the wind, with a hostile environment, and play our style of football. And we don't want it any other way.
Jared Goff looks to the sidelines for Sean McVay. Play clock is down to 7. He is Gurley next to him in the backfield. Trips to the near side. Play clock down to 2. Now 1. He'll take the snap. Drops back to pass. Looks right. Dances right. Points right. Throws to the middle. Pass is complete to Reynolds. Back of the end zone. Touchdown, Los Angeles. It is now 16-7 with 4:22 to play here in the first half.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview right here on Sports Byline.
All righty, people, welcome back in. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You are hanging out on the NFL preview show right here on Dorf on Sports. And I'll tell you what, Mike, I love those clips. I love those highlights that Scott gives us. And obviously, want to thank him and NFL.com for all the clips. How do you feel about guys when they're not playing in week 17? And in some cases, I think it makes sense. You know, you've got guys that are playing in the playoffs. So why risk injury when you could be resting and getting a little bit more healthy? Because as we know, at this time of the year, nobody's all that healthy when you're at week 17 in the NFL, Mike. So how do you feel about certain teams not playing guys like the LA Rams, not playing Jared Goff, Todd Gurley, these guys going to take a rest, which again, I think is a good idea. I like it, but how do you feel about it?
No, I like it. I understand why they do it. I'm a little bit, you know, a little bit different. I would still maybe give these guys a series or two, or maybe give them the first quarter just so they can get those reps in. They can kind of, they would have to go through their like regular game day routine and all that. And I'm not saying they forget how to run the plays or how to get ready, but you know, athletes are creatures of habit. And anytime you kind of take them out of that, that habit, it can be detrimental down the road, but, no, I totally get what they're trying to do. But, for me, I just tweak it a little bit and just give them a series or two, in this game.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot riding: 3 bursts, a first round bye, home field advantage in the AFC. And then as far as the NFC South, a crown is still up for grabs with Carolina and New Orleans and Carolina still have, sorry, easy for you to say, but those two guys still battling it out for that division.
Atlanta trying to win to get in, Seattle trying to win to get in, and hopefully getting a little help from Atlanta to lose. So there is still a lot to be played for in certain cases. And in the other cases where you're watching teams that obviously are out of the playoffs, but to me, they're still playing for next year. They're playing to get opportunities, maybe to go somewhere else to play. So at the end of the day, I think that there is a lot to play for in week 17 in the NFL, even if you're not making the playoffs. Maybe you're trying to make a spot, or maybe you're trying to get a look from a different team somewhere else.
Yeah, it's almost like that the preseason, you know, and I think we talked about it on the local show during the week that, you know, a lot of these guys, these, you know, third, fourth stringers, maybe even practice squad guys, if they get brought up, you know, they get that one look. All it takes is one person to go, I want that guy, or let's sign that guy for our team because I think he fits our schemes that we're doing and all those kind of things. So, you know, not only from a playoff standpoint, there's, you know, some things to play for, but these guys' livelihoods, there's certainly something to play for there.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the coaching carousel that may be, and the dominoes are starting to fall a little bit around the league. Green Bay is going to make some changes there. Wide receiver coach Luke Getsy is going to be gone. He's going to Mississippi State, and I think the writing is on the wall for Dom Capers. John Fox, unlikely to return there. The Raiders, this is interesting. John Gruden being talked about as a guy that could potentially go in there. And, you know, we talked a little bit about this earlier. Derek Carr is a nice piece. Is this the guy that can be the quarterback whisperer for Derek Carr there for the Raiders? Would you like to see that fit? Is it a good fit with John Gruden?
Well, let me ask you this, Dorf. Has Jack Del Rio done such a terrible job that you got to get rid of him? I mean, he's had to deal with the quarterback getting hurt, some other things, some other injuries to his team. You know, I don't know if Jack Del Rio's like coached so bad that he deserves to get out of there.
No, I think you bring up a good point. And I think that ultimately, you know, we're so quick as a society to want change and want things to get better. And if it doesn't happen almost immediately, we all become impatient. And I think that that's what you're seeing with a lot of these teams in the NFL. And I think that's a great question you could have league-wide when you think about it. You know, are you better off without this guy? And are you really better off going to find somebody? And if you're looking for somebody, who is it that you're really looking for? Because ultimately, we just take a guy from a different team. Like, there's really not much that changes when you think about who the coaches are in the NFL. It's just the opportunity that changes. So I like the outside of the box thinking a little bit, maybe going a little younger, or maybe going to a guy that's been sitting in the booth like a John Gruden, who's had eyes on the game, and he's been a coach before. And I think that that's the biggest misnomer to people. When you're talking about guys that are watching from the sidelines, you know, like a Herm Edwards, who's going to Arizona State University to coach college football, that in a sense is a little strange. But my point is that these guys are coaches no matter where they're sitting, whether they're sitting in the booth calling a game or whether they're actually on the sideline calling that game. It's hard to take the coach out of the coach, Mike.
No, it once you're a coach, you're always a coach. It doesn't matter at what level of play you're talking about. Once you kind of taste, you know, getting wins and leading the team and calling plays and all those different types of things, and you step away from it, you know, it was, you know, it's hard not to stay away from it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a drug. It's in a kind of, I don't want to make a drug reference too much here, but it becomes kind of an addiction. You like leading a team. You like being the captain of a squad, that kind of thing.
No, and I'm with you. And again, it's very difficult when you are a guy in a position where you're failing, okay? You're not doing the job that you want to do. You're not doing the job that the fans want you to do. And then ultimately, management needs to make a decision. You know, and the reason I say it that way is because the next thing I want to talk to you about is the Arizona Cardinals situation. And when you look at all the news about BA, Bruce Arians potentially coaching his last game in the NFL, I honestly, in a weird way, this is one of the better coaching jobs he's actually done with this team. The fact that they have an opportunity to win 8 football games, they lose DJ right away, they lose Carson. I mean, you took away your two best pieces on offense. And Larry Fitzgerald, man, oh, man, that guy, I give him so much respect and so much credit. He's caught balls from I don't know who for years, and the guy just goes out and just continues to have productivity, another 100 reception season for that cat. So in a weird way, you know, I think you better be careful about what you wish for if you're a fan that wants to get rid of your coach so bad, because who's out there to replace him? I think that's the bigger question. And again, so many times we see it. A guy failed somewhere else. What makes you think he's going to come to your situation and make it all that much better? And I know it's about opportunity, but man, oh man, all we do is we recycle bad coaches, Mike.
Yeah, that's all these major leagues do. I mean, you see it in baseball, you see it in basketball, you see it in football, you see it in college football, college basketball. I'm like, you know, I don't know, you know, it's so tough because you get these fanboys out there that think they know more than the people in the game and think that, okay, this guy can win here because he's this type of coach, or he's a player's coach, or he's a disciplinarian, or, you know, something like that. And sometimes I think these GMs listen to those fanboys, which is really unfortunate. But, you know, sports is sports, and that's why we talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, and look, if you have success in one place, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have success in another place. Yeah. Are you more likely? Maybe. But ultimately, you got to have the players. At the end of the day, you got to have the players. Coaches aren't making the tackles. Coaches aren't making the receptions. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. When we come back on the other side, I think we'll get into some of the action that we're going to have in Week 17. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the NFL Preview Show here on Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
In the shotgun from the Miami 4, first and goal for Carolina, leading 3-0. Tight end in motion, 4 on the line, high snap, and it is a handoff to McCaffrey. Runs laterally, cuts a corner, breaks it at the 5, cuts inside the numbers. Touchdown, Carolina!
This is Dorf on Sports.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15 $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Green Bay. Second down and six for the Steelers. They're driving in the red zone at the 17-yard line of the Packers. Bell stands to the right of Roethlisberger, who stands in the shotgun. Single receiver to the right is Antonio Brown, to the left, Martavis Bryant. Shotgun snap to Roethlisberger. Floating it for Bryant. Back left corner of the end zone. Drops it in the bucket. Martavis Bryant with a catch. Touchdown, Steelers. Down by two, 14-12 on the 17-yard rainbow. From Roethlisberger to Bryant.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview right here on Sports Byline.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And, yes, you're hanging out on the NFL preview show here on Dorf on Sports. Thoughts and opinions, get at us on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. And you can always check out that website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Guys like Mike, they write articles, man. I don't write them, but Mike does, and I read them. So you should read them as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Hey, Mike, you know, I was thinking about that clip, and that might have been, by the way, we want to thank NFL.com and Scott, obviously, for all of the clips that he throws out there for you people, your listening pleasure. That was maybe the game that did the Green Bay Packers in, when you think about it. I know that they were going to be pretty lucky to have a chance to play for a position in the playoffs in general. But if they could have been 8-5 and having Aaron Rodgers come back, I would have liked it a lot better for them. Wasn't the situation, obviously, but we are talking about week 17 now in the NFL. And also interesting to see if Mike Tomlin decides to rest or play his guys, because ultimately they are still playing for something, Mike. You know, if the Steelers win and the New England Patriots lose, well, they'll have home field advantage. If they both win, well, the Patriots have home field advantage, we know. So still something to play for both those guys too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think in regards to Pittsburgh, I think then for to have a better shot at going to the Super Bowl, it has to go through Pittsburgh, because let's face it. I mean, it doesn't matter where New England plays. They have that mentality. They can win on anybody's field, any day, any circumstance, any time. So I think Tomlin has to play his guys a little bit. I mean, you don't want to take Cleveland for granted. Play him, get a lead. And then, you know, if it warrants, put your backups in, but still getting that home field advantage would be a big thing for the Steelers.
No, I agree. It's a huge thing for them. I don't think anybody's going to Foxborough and winning, to be honest with you.
I'm right there with you.
It's a daunting task. It hasn't been done in so long. So I think we all see the writing on the wall. It's going to be potentially another Patriots Super Bowl once again, which is, at this point, it's starting to get nauseating, to be honest with you. Let's run through the games for the whole day. The Packers play the Lions. Nothing interesting in this game other than the fact that the Packers maybe can get to 8-8. Lions could be 9-7. I don't know. What's important there? I don't think much because neither one of these teams are making the playoffs. Texans play the Colts. The Bears play the Vikings. And I do think if the Vikings can win, you know, that would be big for them. Just keeping that momentum. I think Case Keenum has done just an unbelievable job for them. As we all know, the Minnesota Vikings have been very impressive throughout the season. Jets play the Patriots. Again, the Patriots should get that done, and they should have home field advantage, but you never know. Redskins play the Giants in an absolutely meaningless football game. Cowboys play the Eagles. I think the Eagles just kind of want to keep things rolling. And, you know, with Nick Foles there, you kind of want to make sure that this guy's ready to go for the playoffs, at least in my humble opinion. Obviously, you have the Browns playing the Steelers, as you just alluded to. This is the most meaningful game of the day, the Panthers playing the Falcons. Obviously, the Panthers still have a chance to win that division. Falcons are playing to get into the playoffs. They've got to win. If they lose, they got to hope that the Dallas Cowboys lose as well. But don't want to hope on that. You want to just go out there and take care of business.
Yeah,
and I would expect them to do that. They're playing at home. I think that, you know, week 17, Atlanta, Georgia, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, I think they're going to be ready for that, Mike. Chiefs play the Broncos. Jaguars play the Titans. Rams play the 49ers. And the interesting thing here is obviously Jimmy G and his performance, he's really gotten things going there in San Francisco. They almost feel like they're going to go to the Super Bowl next year with this guy. And then the Rams going to be resting guys. So we'll see how they go out there and play. Bills play the Dolphins. Raiders play the Chargers. Cardinals go to Seattle. They have an opportunity to play for something in the sense of, you know, if you can get a victory over the Seahawks, then you obviously take them out of the equation of the playoffs.
And they play well in Seattle, dude. I mean, let's not forget. Yeah, they play well up there.
Three out of the last four, but that was with Carson Palmer being the quarterback. Saints playing the Buccaneers. And again, Saints can win that division. Obviously, that's what they're playing for. Bengals and Ravens. Let's talk a little bit about the Ravens briefly here, man. Would you say that they overachieved this season? I think that personally, you know, with the status of Flacco coming into the year, with the back problem, the lack of a running game, the aging on the defensive side of the ball. Actually, in all honesty, man, I'm pretty impressed with the job that John Harbaugh has done with the Ravens this season, man.
No, I agree with you. I mean, let's face it. Two out of those four teams, you really wouldn't consider to win the division. It's always Pittsburgh and Baltimore. But like you said, with the questions about, you know, Flacco and some other guys on the team, this looked like it was going to be a down year for the Ravens. And Harbaugh and his staff have coached their butts off, and the players have stepped up to the challenge. And you know, they got a shot today to go 10-6. I expect them to go 10-6 today, with a win. So, you know, yeah, I would say that they absolutely have overachieved.
Yeah, no, I think I've been very impressed with Alex Collins.
Yes. Yeah.
Just plays his heart out, man. He really does. And on the other side, you know, the Bengals, what a disappointment once again, right? What an absolute disappointment. Well, what's happened to Andy Dalton? What's going on there, Mike?
I have no idea because, you know, let's face it. He does have all the tools. Like he can read defenses. He can make all the throws. And I mean, because we've seen him do it. I mean, we just have. And I don't know. I mean, if, you know, there's going to be a new coaching staff in there next year because, you know, Marvin is, you know, parting ways. It's about time that they
5 years overtime.
5 years overtime. Yeah. But maybe a change in staffs will finally get Dalton to realize his full potential. Maybe it's one of those LA Ram kind of things, bring a new guy in, you know, and look what it did to Goff. Maybe this will do the same thing for Dalton, but you know, who knows? I can't put my finger on what's happened to Dalton exactly.
Just an interesting matchup there when you just look at it, because the Ravens have overachieved and the Bengals have absolutely underachieved in that one.
The Bengals underachieve all the time.
No, I don't.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's like Cleveland going 0-16. It's almost like the sun coming up.
I was going to say it must be an Ohio thing, right? I mean, yeah. you got this team from Cincinnati that doesn't seem to play very well, and then you got this team from the other side, the Cleveland Browns, who just don't seem to play very well at all.
I mean, let's face it. I mean, the professional team in Ohio is that one in Columbus. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I agree, man. That Ohio State Buckeye team, I agree with you, man. They could probably give them a good run for their money this year, too, to be honest with you.
Let me ask you. I got a question for you here, Doug. How about those Jacksonville Jaguars? Talk about, I mean, is that an overachievement? Did you see this coming? Did you have a little sneaky suspicion this could be something good this year with them?
Well, I mean, here's what I did think. I thought that the defensive side of the ball was going to be what carry them, and obviously that's what's happened. I think what really took place, though, is Blake Bortles, you can say what you want about the guy. He may not be the most athletic. He may not be the greatest player on the field or the best player on the field, but he's been serviceable enough to get them victories. I think it's also helped having a guy named Leonard Fournette running the ball for you. He's been a pretty stable piece in that offense when he's been on the field. And ultimately, that running game in general, Chris Ivory, whoever they have, they figured out a way to make it work. So, I would put them on that category of a team that was relatively impressive and they somewhat came out of the woodwork, Mike, because, you know, when you looked at them in the offseason or the preseason, they weren't supposed to be that great. And I think a lot of people thought that the Titans were going to be the class of that division. And ultimately, look, you just haven't gotten that out of Marcus Mariota yet. He hasn't made the progressions. He hasn't gotten better enough.
Stagnant.
Yeah, he's been, I agree, he's been a little bit vanilla, man. He's just kind of been standing in the same place. So I'm impressed with the Jaguars, man, absolutely. It's a very impressive season. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause, so we're going to do that. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're listening to the NFL Preview Show right here on Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
Jags will go slot to the right. Single receiver left. First down and 10 for the 25. Bortles takes the shotgun snap. Fakes the handoff. Steps up. He's going to take a deep shot down the field. Keelan Cole makes the catch. 40. 35. 30. Down the far sideline. 20. Inside the 10. Inside the 5. All the way to the end zone. Touchdown Jacksonville, a 75-yard strike. Blake Bortles hitting Keelan Cole in stride, and the Jags right back in front.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Get it in here! I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay?
Damn right.
So can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
Winston under center, first and 10 at Green Bay's 30. Play fake to Barber. Winston loses his footing, sidesteps pressure, then gets hit from behind, tripped up, and the ball's free. Picked up by the Packers. A rumble by Panfield, the guard. Near left to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. A rip all the way back as Dean Lowry treks it back 62 yards. The big fella rumbling down the near left sideline, and the Packers pour it on 16-7, 4:17 to go in the second quarter.
First and goal, Baltimore, deep in Houston territory, single back in the gun. First and goal at the 8. Here's the handoff, and it goes to Collins. Breaks a tackle at the 5, runs over the guard, cuts, squirms, drives its way into the end zone. That is a touchdown. Boy, you could feel it as he was gaining momentum, cutting, breaking tackles, swerving in. A yard touchdown run by Collins after a 31-yard scamper to get the goal-to-go situation. And Baltimore is taking a lead.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview right here on Sports Byline.
Yeah.
All righty, Bearer. Everybody, welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through the NFL preview. Get at us on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. You can always check out that website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And obviously, again, I want to thank Scott and NFL.com for all of the clips that you hear today on the program. Mike, you know, let's get into it a little bit with some of the games that are going on today. Weather's going to definitely play a factor in some of these, man.
Oh, yeah.
And, pretty important to hold on to that football at this point in the season, man. When it's cold and your hands get a little cold, and a lot of these guys wear gloves, I know. So you may not be able to grab that ball the way that you normally can you?
No, that's yeah, exactly true there. So, you know, my wife is back in the Midwest and flying back today. And I mean, the temperature where she's at was this morning was at zero. So, you know, you can only imagine what these guys have to go through, and the hits just sting just a little bit more when you're talking about these low and cold temperatures. So, yeah, holding on to the ball, you better make sure you got good gloves, a good set of gloves on you if you're a quarterback, a running back, a receiver, you know, to get any kind of grip on the ball that you need.
For instance, this Steeler-Browns game, somewhere around 7 degrees. Somewhere with the notion of some snow flurries going to be going on out there. So this is really the time of the year, man, where you better hang on to that football. You better make the plays that you know you can make. And, again, if it's an important football game like it is for the Steelers, you just want to go out there and you want to have all hands on deck and you want to be prepared. Let's talk about a few of the games. And we're not going to spend a lot of time on some of the games that don't really mean much, but and that's a lot of them. But in a way that they all have some meaning, obviously, to individuals. And let's start with the Falcons and the Panthers. I expect a really good football game. You know, the Falcons to me this year, Mike, they haven't had that prolific offense, and they haven't been able to just light you up the way they were able to do a season ago. With that being said, they need a victory. So Matty Ice is going to have to go out there, and he's going to have to distribute the football and pick apart the Panther defense, which, by the way, I think you can do. You know, the Green Bay Packers put up a lot of points against them, and that week you know, that was an important week when Aaron Rodgers was playing, and, you know, he had three touchdowns. He also had three interceptions, if I'm not mistaken. But my point is the Panther defense is a little susceptible to guys that can throw the ball. Matty Ice could have a field day in that sense. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Matty Ice could certainly have a field day with that. You know, I think Atlanta's problem for, you know, at least the beginning of the season is that they had a hangover from giving up the Super Bowl last year. So I you know, they won't admit it, but I still think that they had a bit of a hangover from that. And now I think Matty Ice and that offense can truly get it going and get on a little bit of a roll here.
No, and I think that makes some good sense. I mean, you know, you were beating the New England Patriots 28-3, and you found a way to lose that football game. You know, I said it from years ago. The Arizona Cardinals have never recovered from that game in Carolina when they got beat like 59-0. And there's some validity to that. I really think that it takes the heart of a champion to be able to rebound from a situation like that, Mike. So I think that's a good call. Atlanta could be suffering a little bit still from their football woes of what happened to them in the Super Bowl. But with that being said, you're playing for the playoffs, man, right? You know, you're playing for that shot to get yourself back in the mix. And if Atlanta can get themselves back in the mix, if they are in the playoffs, do you look at them as being a dangerous team in the NFC?
Oh, I mean, with how they've played this back end of the season, and you know, you still got Matty Ice, who is more, you know, he's not an average quarterback. He's a B+ quarterback to me. Yeah, they can be a threat. I mean, you got Julio Jones back there. You got Devontae Freeman. You know, you got plenty of weapons. So Atlanta would not be a team I'd want to see coming down the pipe if I was a playoff team.
No, and I think in the NFC in general, I mean, I think the AFC, we've pretty much have this thing figured out unless Jacksonville comes up with something, you know, and they, or Kansas City, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're not capable, but I think when push comes to shove, we would probably say it's going to be New England. It's going to be Pittsburgh battling it out to see who makes it to the Super Bowl. The NFC, man, I honestly feel like
you
it's completely
it. Yeah.
No, I think it's completely wide open. I mean, do I like Drew Brees a lot? Yeah, I like Drew Brees a lot. Do I like the Minnesota defense a lot? Yeah, I like that defense a lot. I'm not totally sold on the offensive side for them. Can they get it done? I don't know exactly. You know what I'm saying? And Carolina, if they're hot, they're pretty dangerous. We know how special Cam Newton can be. So I think that the NFC, ultimately, I think those games are going to be so much more exciting and so much more fun to watch for the playoffs.
Oh yeah, no, and that's what I was saying. I go, you can't pin it down. You can't figure this out because you got three or four teams here that literally have a legit shot at getting into the playoffs, or not getting into the playoffs, but making a deep run and getting to the Super Bowl in terms of their team. So, you know, we will see what happens. But who's the most dangerous team in the NFC? Like, who's the team that you don't want to see coming?
I personally think it's New Orleans. I think that running attack that they have, that two-headed monster, and then obviously Drew Brees. And we haven't talked about their defense at all, man. That defense is much improved. They shut Atlanta down. I think they gave up 13 points to Atlanta the last time. So I think New Orleans is poised. And I think this is one of Drew Brees' better teams, to be honest with you, Mike.
Yeah, no, and you wouldn't think that it would be after they traded Brandon Cooks to New England.
True.
You know, a lot of people thought, well, like, what are you doing? You're giving Tom Brady that kind of weapon. How are you going to recover? Who's going to step up? Well, you know, you just said it a few minutes ago. You never underestimate the heart of a champion. And Brees is one. Brees is a champion. That organization has won a Super Bowl. They are a championship organization. They figured out a way. They got it done. So yeah, anytime you see Drew Brees on the other side of the center, it's like, oh dear, let's just hold on here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think we're all a little bit down on Philadelphia because obviously no Carson Wentz in there. But, you know, Nick Foles is a guy that can come in and be pretty productive. And
I
look at those guys, and I'm not going to say they're mirrors of each other, but I do think they're a little bit similar. I mean, Carson Wentz can obviously get out of the pocket a little bit better, but I think as far as the throws that they can make, they're pretty similar in that sense, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty similar. And, you know, and I agree with you in terms of people sleeping on Philadelphia because there's no Wentz. But, I mean, I've said this numerous times. I'm like, Foles is not a slouch. Like, he's been under center. He's been in Philadelphia. He was the starter in Philadelphia a few years back. So he knows how to win ball games in this league. He's done it before. He's had a good season or two. So he's just not like Philadelphia's bringing out some scrub to end the season and go into the playoffs. Have to take him into account.
Yeah, and with that being said, I mean, look, Philadelphia is not an easy place to play at this time of the year, and Philadelphia does have home field advantage throughout the playoffs no matter what. So they are the team. They clinched the division, and they've clinched home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So with that being said, if you don't have to go through a dome and you have to go through Philadelphia – I think that changes the equation a little bit. But with that being said, who is the quarterback that you would trust most in the NFC right now? With all things being said, and let's just say you have to go through Philadelphia, who's the quarterback that you trust the most?
Breeze.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, and then maybe Matty Ice, but it's Breeze. Breeze is at the top.
See, I think, you know, and we haven't mentioned the LA Rams at all. And I think that, when you're talking about weather, this is a team that obviously is not accustomed to playing in those types of conditions that they have there in Philadelphia, especially this late in the season. I mean, we're talking about a team that hasn't won the division, if I'm not mistaken, since 2003. So this is something brand new to the Rams. And we haven't mentioned them at all. They do run the ball very effectively. You know, Todd Gurley has been spectacular.
MVP-like.
Do you think the Rams obviously will have a say in what happens in the NFC as well?
I think they will, but I do believe in these warm weather teams that have to go someplace cold to play in the playoffs, and it usually doesn't work out too well for those warm weather teams. But I think the Rams have done so much and gained so much experience from their play this year that they're going to have something to say about it. But I think in the end, I think it's Philly.
Sometimes ignorance is bliss. You know what I mean?
And yeah, you don't know any better.
Yeah, you're not supposed to know any better. Let's be honest. You know, Jared Goff, what can we say about this kid? I mean, McVay really figured out a way to get that guy to play. He's very young. He's innovative. He's creative. There's a lot of adjectives that I could use. But the truth is the Rams, I like them a lot. And I think that the two teams that scare me the most, the New Orleans Saints would be that number one team. The Rams would be that number two team, Mike, because they've shown that they can win. They've won in some very hostile environments, and they've really shut some teams up in those hostile environments, like Seattle, who they beat 42-7. You know, that was an impressive victory, and I think at that point people thought things were completely imploding there in Seattle. They figured out a way with Russell Wilson to keep things together, but I think the Rams, New Orleans, and again, Minnesota, any team that has a defense like they have, they're going to be a player, Mike. They're going to be a player. And if it goes through Minnesota, I think that's a tough task too.
That is a very tough task to deal with. And let's, you know, we mentioned them briefly, but let's not forget about Carolina. They seem like they could be that team that's just kind of laying in the weeds. No one's talking about, and all of a sudden they knock off in the playoffs, maybe they knock off the Rams or they knock off the Saints or something like that. Because, you know, Cam Newton, for all his off the field junk that he throws out there, it is more than he's that BB plus quarterback that can, and he can get outside the pocket. He can extend plays. He can do all that kind of stuff. And he has a cannon for an arm.
All right.
He can make life real difficult.
All right, let's take another quick pause for the cause, and then we'll come back with our final thoughts and wrap this thing up for Week 17 in the NFL. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL preview here on Dorf on Sports.
Out of the gun, Keenum fades back, steps up, pumps, fires, threads the needle to Thielen, who rips it away from Josh Norman and collapses down. He's got a touchdown, and a team celebration of leapfrog is on as the Vikings leap ahead 20-17, 1:49 to go before halftime.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
In the shotgun from the Miami 4, first and goal for Carolina, leading 3-0. Tight end in motion, 4 on the line, high snap, and it is a handoff to McCaffrey, runs laterally, cuts a corner, breaks it at the 5, cuts inside the numbers, touchdown Carolina!
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview, right here on Sports Byline.
Alrighty, people, welcome back in for the final segment. He's Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf, and you are definitely listening to the NFL Preview Show here on Dorf on Sports. And man, oh man, Mike, it always flies by, bro. It's just another year of talking sports. Obviously, we want to wish everybody a happy, healthy New Year's Eve and be safe out there on the streets or doing whatever it is that you do. But like always, my friend, it is parting shot time. So your final thoughts, Mike, what's up?
Parting shots time, man. This is kind of tough for me today, only because, you know, there's so much more to be decided in these NFL games. But, you know, my final shot is that, you know, I'm going to make no bones about it. I want Pittsburgh to get home field. I want Pittsburgh to go to Super Bowl. I want it all, you know, with the Steelers. So, you know, I'm pulling for the Steel City.
You know, I'd like that to happen too, because that was my prediction at the beginning of the year. I thought it was the Pittsburgh Steelers playing the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl. I still have an opportunity to be right about one of those teams. My parting shot is hey, all you people that want your coach gone or whatever, this and that and the other, think about what's really out there and whether or not that is what you truly want, because sometimes we always think the grass is greener on the other side, but it not necessarily is greener on the other side. But for Mike Wilson, for Scott, and obviously we want to thank him for all the great clips and obviously helping us out throughout the year too. We do appreciate you making it possible for us, Scott, and we look forward to another great year of talking to people at SB Nation Radio and all over the country right here on Dorf on Sports. So for the both of these guys, I'm saying peace, be safe, enjoy your New Year's Eve, and we'll talk to you in 2018 on Dorf on Sports with Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. Take care, everybody.